Welcome to the Sandler Training Hour. This week we're going back to some rules that came out from Dave Mattson in his, do you remember, was it the rule, Sales Rules for Success? Was that the name of his book?
Yeah, I think that was probably published in about 2014, maybe.
So we've been going
It's
through some of
probably 10
our
years old.
some of our collected rules, and now we're going to go through some of the canonical rules, as it were. So Jim, what's rule number one from his book?
Sales is a conversation between adults to uncover the truth.
Yeah, there's a lot of triggering words in there, but I would focus initially on the word adult, right? Because the implication there is that there's a chance for kids to be present, which suggests then that we're talking about the ego states.
Yeah, definitely are. And the problem I think you have with many, well, in any kind of a sales call or engagement is we have three ego states that show up in every conversation. The parent, which is where we store rules, the child, which is how we react to the parent injunctions, and then the adult, which is the reasoning, accounting portion of the brain. And people, you'll find if you once you understand transactional analysis, you'll find yourself vacillating between these roles in any circumstance and situation. So, for example, a salesperson who's feeling nervous, jittery, lacks confidence, not sure what to say, how to respond, that child ego state is going to show up saying, subconsciously conveying to the potential buyer, I'm nervous and don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, so with transactional analysis, the basic premise is that every interaction between two people is the interaction of the ego states that are present, that are the ones that Jim just named. And so what can happen in emotional transactions is we trigger states from previous experience that we believe led to the best results. So the ego state that is predominant in your world is built out of programmed behavior based on childhood experiences. The reason why we want to get to the adult is because when the analytical mind is present, it's usually aware, collecting knowledge and new experience. And typically, you trigger the adult by asking questions and getting clarity. A lot of people can get triggered in any given situation, but questions can help undermine the emotional response or reaction of the ego state and pull someone from a, say, like if someone's mad at their salesperson and is lecturing them, the salesperson might default to child, which is fine because it matches the mode of the person that they're engaging, but then they should initiate questions and transfer into the adult.
And you often get when salespeople get into the presentation mode, they often shift their tone from really asking questions and discovery to more telling. Here's what you should do. And that can come across as a either know-it-all, condescending, judgmental, and it can unintentionally trigger the rebellious child in the prospect. So being cognizant of the ego states at play, another of our rules is a sales call is never between you and your client. It's between your parent and theirs, or your child and theirs. And so the job of the salesperson is to recognize, look, sales is a conversation between adults to uncover the truth. Buyers tend to hold their cards close to their vest because they just don't have a reason to trust the seller. We're naturally skeptical when we're trying to be sold. What are the things that you are suspicious of when somebody's trying to push their products on you, Jason?
Generally, I am suspicious that I will get swindled. And so I'm very much of like, because I know that I'm a quick buyer. And so when someone tries too hard to sell me, when it's my choice, I feel like I'm being pushed in a direction that I don't want to go. And I feel like a lot of times when people are interacting with sellers, they what happens and what the Sandler system tries to breakthrough is that there's a defensive wall of posturing that happens in any stereotypical sales situation. And the salesperson sort of knows their role and the buyer knows their role. And so the buyer comes with their information hidden and tries to pull out of the seller more information that they can use in the future for maybe this purchase, whether it's with them or another person. In the Sandler process, we want to subvert the stereotypical experience by discovery. And discovery means, and it goes to this, it's the uncovering of the truth or the questions that really lead to finalized results by getting clarity on helping the person who's trying to buy something understand why it's an I need to buy this now and not a I don't need this.
So
Really, it's an
we
investment in time to get rid of non-serious buyers.
and part of the Sandler process is to initiate the call with mutual agreement, and that mutual agreement could sound something like, "Hey, I don't know if there's a good fit for what I do and what you're looking for. Let's have a conversation together and find out. I could ask you some questions. I can find out if what you're looking for is something that we do." And vice versa. And at the end of our call, we'll make a decision. Should we move forward to a next step? Not clear what the next step will be, but it could be one of two things. And then you lay out what those one or two things are, and you're actually initiating a conversation that is designed to be between adults uncovering the truth. And the truth is, not everybody's a good fit. If you're selling something, not everybody's going to be an ideal client. And if you're buying, not every supplier is going to have exactly what you need. So starting with that mutual agreement that, hey, it's okay to say no.
Yeah, and it's really important to like for sales, it's important as a buyer to get clarity on what you want from your salesperson, and you can set up front contracts with sellers, but for salespeople, it's really important to keep your head screwed on straight when it comes to a sales conversation, because so often emotions can be the subtext of all conversations that you have. You may not truly be in the present moment when you go into a conversation. And a lot of times that ends up being a disservice because it looks like someone whose head's not screwed on straight and they're looking in the wrong direction. And ultimately, it just helps you get in the way of your role. And really, discovery is getting out of the way.
The other thing I'd emphasize here is for those of us who are in sales, you can get so eager to sell somebody something that you maybe sugarcoat the truth and set, somebody needs it by Friday and you can't do it till next Friday. Rather than say no, you might sugarcoat it a little. Well, we'll have to see, but right? And so it's this becomes an untruthful game if you don't set clear expectations for yourself and your counterpart.
Clarity is key and clarity is king. And when you don't push back to hard questions, when you try and create soft landings, like someone says, I need this by Friday, and you know you can't do it, but instead of asking the hard question, now that's not going to happen with us. Is this going to be a problem? If you waffle around it, you're just creating a worse relationship long term with the person in front of you. So, yeah, like the rule says, sales is a conversation between adults to uncover the truth. And when you're in a selling role, the biggest key is screw your head on straight before you go into a conversation so you can be the adult in the room and help initiate the process of discovery with your clients to get the best results and to get them what they want.
Awesome. Spot on, Jason.
Well, that's us at Sandler Training. If you're interested in who we are and what we do, scroll down below. We'd love to hear from you. Be well.